a show of support for Ukrainian resistance from the U.S. State Department.
It's impossible to see the images of people seeking refuge in Kyiv's metro in 2022 and not think of those who sheltered in the London Underground in 1942.
And a vote of confidence in the West's response to Russia's invasion.
We have surprised Putin with our unity and the toughness of our sanctions.
Those sanctions, including U.S. and U.K. oil import bans, cutting Russian banks off from international transactions, and the freezing of assets belonging to officials, including President Vladimir Putin, have rocked the Russian economy. The Kremlin is crying foul.
Unconditionally, the United States declares economic war against Russia, and it's waging this war.
Western officials are unapologetic. They call their economic strategy an extremely effective way of holding Moscow accountable for attacking Ukrainian civilians.
Economically, the measures that we've taken have erased 30 years of progress integrating Russia into the world. So I think what we're looking at is whether or not President Putin will decide to try to finally cut the losses that he's inflicted on himself and inflicted on the Russian people.
We're very clear that our objective is for Putin to fail in Ukraine. This unwarranted act of aggression must not succeed, and there would be terrible consequences if it did succeed for European and global security.
Even though the U.S. and the U.K. agree that Vladimir Putin will not succeed in conquering Ukraine, there wasn't any offering from either the foreign minister or the secretary of state on what exactly the end of the war will look like, or whether any relationship with Moscow can continue if he remains in power. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera at the State Department.